Hello, writer friends. Welcome to episode number 22 of the Write It Podcast. I am your host, Deanna. And today I would like to talk about organizing your books. So the holidays are approaching, and I don't know about you, but for me, I do receive a lot of books for the holidays as gifts, so forth and so on. And I am A-okay with that. I love book gifts. I really do. So today I wanted to talk about, you know, organizing books, purging books, what books you should keep, which books you should get rid of, and some ideas on maybe getting new books without spending a lot of money. So, you know, summertime's come to a close and the weather for most of us is cooling off. And I don't know about you, but when the weather cools off, I do tend to do more reading. So let's make the most of this time of year by purging and organizing. So let's start by talking about the books that we've accumulated over the past several years. Now is the perfect time to go through and let some go and get the rest organized. So I always ask for books for my birthday and any holiday that encourages giving gifts, from anniversaries to Christmas. Books, books, books. So, I mean, I have a few books. So what books should you get rid of? Okay, so number one, cookbooks with difficult recipes. So, you know, the ones you bought or were given, but never use. Yes, those. Time to lighten up the cookbook load. Get rid of those books. Personally, I have so many cookbooks, but there's only a few that I actually go to time and time again for recipes. So technically I could probably purge at least half of my cookbooks. Eek. I hate even saying those words. Okay. Number two, books you read and wouldn't rate with 4+ stars. You know, you're not going to read them again. So pass them on. 'Cause I know for me, I will reread books. For example, every Christmas, just about every Christmas, I have a book called On Strike for Christmas. And I have to say, it is one of my favorite books. So typically, like October-ish every year, I take the book out and I start reading it. And then I'm usually, you know, done before Christmas. But it's nice. It gets me into the spirit of things, so forth and so on. So I would never release that book. To be honest with you, I wouldn't even lend that book out because I want to make sure that I always have this book when I want to read it. So any books that you've already read that you wouldn't rate with 4+ stars, I suggest letting go. Okay, number three, old textbooks. You have held on to these things in the event that you need to refer back for clarity. And chances are you've never picked them up. But all they do is sit and collect dust and take up space. Pass that learning forward, please. Allow somebody who needs those books to have them. So these books that we've talked about purging and giving away, you can donate these books to a local library or thrift store. But check with your library first, because I know my particular library does not take donated books. Anybody who donates books, the library has to send out to some corporate library somewhere, and then they do something with the books. So if you're going to donate to your local library, just check first to see what happens with the books after you donate them. Again, you can donate to a thrift store. They'll resell them for a few dollars, but they'll go to good homes, to people who want to read them. You can also sell them on an online marketplace, such as Facebook's online marketplace. You can post a photo of the books and, you know, come up with a price that you need for the books and chances are you'll sell them, or you can go onto the marketplace and give them away if that's what you prefer doing. You could say, free books, come pick up at my house. And chances are people will. For one reason or another, they want those books. You can offer them to friends and family who need or want them. You can just give them away. I have read books and talked to people who, let me rephrase that. I have read books about people who have started used bookstores and collected books in order to do so. And I also know a couple of individuals, one person who has done the same thing and one person who is currently working on that path. So if you were to post the books on Marketplace or on Facebook or Instagram, wherever you want to post them, you might be able to help somebody, you know, start a business, which I think is pretty cool. So you can also, this is pretty fun, you can organize a virtual book exchange. Use social media to ask if people are interested in taking part in this book exchange. You can post the books that you have available and have them picked up from your front porch. You could also, you never ever hear of like a cookie exchange? I mean, because basically a virtual book exchange, you know, you'd have to go on social and, you know, post the books that you have that you are wanting to give away. And then you'd have to find somebody who's giving away books that you're interested in obtaining. So a Christmas cookie exchange is where everyone meets at one central location and everybody bakes a certain amount of cookies per person. So let's say you have 10 people coming to this cookie exchange. Each person bakes 10 batches of 6 to 12 cookies, whatever you decide on, brings them individually wrapped to this party. Everybody eats cookies at the party, plays games at the party, and then when everybody leaves, they have either 6 or 12 cookies in different flavors from other people who were at the party. So if there's 10 people at the party, you are leaving with 9 plates of cookies, okay? So you could do the same thing with a book exchange. So instead of a Christmas cookie exchange, you can do this with books. So you can have a get together at your house. First of all, you want to reach out to people and invite them and see if they're interested in this. And then you can have a get together at your house where everybody brings their books. You can set the books out. And then as, you know, people are talking, having coffee, cookies, whatever you want to serve at the party, you can be perusing through the books. And so you're giving books away and then you're taking new books home. And there's no cost, except maybe to the person who's hosting the party, you know, of serving drinks and snacks. But it's fun. It's a fun time together. So if you don't want to have a party, you can just do this with individuals as well. I've done this with one of my friends. Her and her mom put together a box of books that they wanted to get rid of. I put together a box of books that I wanted to get rid of. We got together. I went through their box, took out the books I wanted. They went through my box, took out the books they wanted. And then we, you know, just went about doing something else with the remainder of the books. I'm trying to remember what I did with mine. I think I gave them away or sold them very inexpensively on Marketplace. And I think she took hers to like a consignment store. Or a thrift store. So you could also, you know, have a yard sale. That's a great way to get rid of books. You can sell them for like a dollar each or whatever. Make a little extra money if that's what you'd like to do. But anyway, this is a great way to organize your books, clear up some space, and it's also provided, this podcast has provided some ideas on how to get new books for little to no cost. So I hope you found it helpful and I hope it's encouraged you to go through and organize your books, Maybe contact some friends, see if you guys want to do a little book exchange. Fun times. You know, there's nothing better than just spending some good quality time with friends. And when you're getting new items in addition, win-win for everybody. So, here's to organizing books and purging books and getting new books, my friends. Happy organizing and happy writing.